Let's continue. So we left off in Mem Aleph, correct? Good. So I'm actually going to Emir Tzashem finish this. We're going to try to finish this section this evening, Emir Tzashem. So La'achar Shabur La'adam Be'Briros. Thank you. Be'Briros Gimura. Shekol Tachlis Achayim Him Kirvas Hashem Amitis. So now that we've established beyond any shadow of a doubt that the entire essence of life is this coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real sense. V'ha'odam chosh ratzon amiti lachios b'tzuras chayim shel kirvas Hashem. And that a person really desires, ultimately, to live life in this tzura, in this form of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata ro'i la'odam lahavinu lehisboni b'derach hamovila es ha'odam lezakos l'tzuras chayim zu. A person that has to understand, again, as we've talked about a number of times already, how does a person ultimately come to this tzuras ha'chayim? How does a person come?
Wow, I think he must have heard you.
I was honking outside your house on the way.
I saw the car in front of the head. I figured he's going to offer health insurance something. Gone. He goes, nah, over.
I didn't think he was going to make it, but when things freed up, when he heard the rub,
Baruch Hashem. That is.
Pure fear. That's not a tear.
So how does a person go ahead and get to this life, get to this framework of existence of Kirvas Hashem? Ha'adam yachol liyos savor, shechevan shu shakua b'limor ha'torah b'kima mitzvos, behechrich sheyavo yom upit'om hu yachosh Kirvas Hashem b'liva. So we'll say, so page Lamed Dalet Taf, about three lines down. So how do most of us think? Very often we assume that how does Kirvas Hashem occur? I learn, I do mitzvos, I do whatever it is that I have to do, and then one day, after doing all of this avoda, I will feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning we assume that Kirvas Hashem is the result of having performed mitzvos and learned Torah. Ulam zuta ushrab nafluba. Now this is an amazing piece, by the way. He says, but this is a major mistake. Heim savru shekirvas Hashem nofeles belief kol adam shelome Torah mekai mitzvos. What's the mistake? People think that Kirvas Hashem is something that simply occurs to people who do mitzvos and learn Torah. Ulam be'emes ze eino klal. Now I will say this, you have to understand, this is like one of these pieces that to a certain degree you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I'm actually reading this. Because we automatically assume that the way to establish Kirvas Hashem is through spiritual activity. Learn Torah, do mitzvos, and by definition, you will feel karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber suggests that that is not necessarily true. He's going to suggest that a person could spend an entire lifetime learning Torah, doing mitzvos, and yet still not feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now watch this. This is an amazing piece. Mem Beis. Kivar Omru Chazal, Afilu Reikonin Shebohem Meleim Mitzvos Kerimon. So remember, there's a famous Ma'amar Chazal, that even Reikonin, even the emptiest Jew, even the emptiest one of us, is filled with mitzvos like the seeds of a pomegranate. V'noda ha'kushya, imkein, madua heim nikroim reikonim. Hare heim einon reikim klal mechevan sheishra mitzvos rabos kimos. It was such a good kasha. So the Ma'amar Chazal says, even the emptiest Jew has as many mitzvos as the seeds in a pomegranate. Well, if you have as many mitzvos as the seeds in a pomegranate, then what? Then you're not empty. So why does the I don't know. I never thought of this question before. So why does it call? Why does it call a person empty if a person is filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate? Look, this is amazing. Look what he says. Teiritz al kach hagon of David Pavarsky. So David Pavarsky is one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Panovich. So he said the following. Teiritz niflo. He said a beautiful explanation. Hu amar sheyachol lihios sheadam yesh bo mitzvos rabos maod. Could be that a person has tons of mitzvos. Talmud Torah, Chesed, v'chuli, v'chuli. Ulam, hu adayin mugder kareik. A person could be filled with mitzvos, yet what? Still be considered to be empty. Kol zos lama. How could that be? I'm filled with mitzvos, yet I'm still considered to be empty? Listen to this, such an amazing idea. Harimon, yesh bo garinim harbe. Right? The pomegranate has many seeds. Ulam, kol echad ve'echad, So see what happens, you cut up a cup of pomegranate. So every seed is its own distinct barrier. It's its own distinct thing. Lo kimo tapuach, agas, shakol mikshaachas. It's not like an apple or a pear, where what happens in an apple, so you have the middle that is the cluster of seeds. The seeds are together, they're a unit. Ela kol garin katan la'atzmo. Rather, by the pomegranate, every seed is its own little independent entity. Look what he writes. Kina davar b'mitzvah she'adam osem. Sometimes this is what happens with our mitzvos. Adam yachal l'mod tor l'kayim mitzvos rabim. Person could learn, a person could do a lot of mitzvos. Ulam ha'kol b'chinas reik. But everything is empty. Why? Mechevon sha'kol nifrod echad mehasheni. Ve'ein chibor amiti be'mitzvah achos l'chaverto. So just like the seeds of a pomegranate, it's filled with seeds. But the seeds have no connection with each other. So too, sometimes a person could engage in such incredible avodah, the Torah and mitzvos, and yet what? The acts don't connect with each other. I'm just simply performing a number of just disassociated, disconnected acts. Tzarich, shahatorah v'amitzvos, yiyu kemahalik shal miksha achos. In order for Torah and mitzvos to have an impact on me, it has to be miksha achos. It has to coalesce into one larger unit of avoda, mahalech shel binyan. It has to build. V'lo Torah u'mitzvos mi'olam hanefrodim chas v'shalom. But not Torah and mitzvos ultimately, again, that don't connect with each other. Ha'adam yochol lasuk b'Torah kol yomo. A person can learn Torah his entire life. U'lekayim mitzvos rabim va'adayin hu b'mahalech shel harikonim shebohem. And yet a person is still empty. So what's in other words? You could be filled with seeds, but still not be a complete entity. The pomegranate is filled with seeds, but ultimately, again, those seeds are independent seeds. They're beautiful, they're wonderful, each of them individually sweet, but they do not form a cohesive group as opposed to the seeds in the apple, the seeds in the pear. This is such an incredible metaphor for Avodas Hashem, and this, I think, is one of our greatest challenges. We do a whole bunch of stuff, but does that stuff actually connect to form anything bigger? He says, "Ha'adam yochalasu b'dor kol yomav." I'm sorry. Hulo zochel in nekuda pnimis shem achedes as kol Torah. So it's also a person does not have that inner nekuda that brings together all of his Torah, all of his mitzvos. So mahi osa nekuda shem achedes as kol Torah. So now what we see is it's not just enough to learn Torah. It's not just enough to do mitzvos. I have to do all those things, but I need like some type of glue that brings everything together. So what is the glue that brings everything together? Dveikus Bashem. Dveikus Bashem is the glue that ultimately brings together all of my Torah and all of my mitzvos. HaTorah tzricha lios b'mahalech shel kudsha bicho v'araisa v'Yisrael chatu. So the Torah has to be in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, Yisrael, one cohesive unit. V'ayidei HaTorah ha'adam tzarech lios davik b'kono. And it's through my Torah that I'm supposed to be davik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'mitzos hem yiloshon tzavso v'chibar la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinoda. So mitzos come from loshon of tzavso, tzevet, which ultimately represents connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimtza shehen ha'Torah v'hen ha'mitzvos yesh len tachlis p'nimis achos shikir vas Hashem u'devekos b'Hashem. So we'll say it turns out that Torah and mitzvos are not the ends, which you've already established, but rather they're the means to establish some level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im ha'tachlis hazu miskayemes, harei kol ha'Torah v'chol ha'mitzvos kishurim zeba zetap av lamed hei. Ki kulam movilam es ha'adam l'tachlis achos. So we'll say, this is such an incredible yisod. And it's interesting to see like what direction all of this goes in, because on one hand, he says that you have all these Torah mitzvos, and it's Dveikos Bashem that is kind of the glue that brings everything together. On the other hand, he also seems to be saying that everything depends on why you do the things that you do. You see, what's the glue? I could put on tefillin, I could learn Torah, I can give tzedakah, I could do chesed, I could light Hanukkah candles. So how do I take those pomegranate seeds and somehow form them into an apple core? And what's the answer? The answer seems to be, why am I doing it? If I'm doing all of those things to achieve a level of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the glue that brings all of my spiritual activity together. But if I do a bunch of stuff, which is very nice stuff, very important things, but why am I doing it? I don't know. Because it's what a Jew does. And it's like a behavioral thing. It's what I do. So the problem is, it's very nice, but I have a bunch of independent, unconnected seeds. So it's almost like the glue that brings everything together, we'll call it like it's a glue of purpose. It's a glue of singular purpose. That why do I do the things that I do? And this is what's really coming out of this entire section, which is that if there's one thing we've seen already, by the way, it's that you don't have to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem? Why don't you have to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem? Remember we said? Because essentially, we're already in a state of Dveikus B'Hashem, right? Because remember, again, there are two forms of Dveikus. There's geographic proximity and there's spiritual connectedness. Technically speaking, we're in geographic proximity to God because God is everywhere. And we're spiritually connected because we have an neshama, we have a chilek elokamim ma'amal mamish, we have a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. So we have Dveikus. It's already there. What we need to do is we need to activate it. So how do you activate it? The Mechaber suggests is simple machshava, is kavana. So when I put on my tefillin in the morning, even though I might be half asleep, but if my kavana is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this because I want to come close to you. That's why I'm doing it. And before I sit down and learn, I'm doing this HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I want to come close to you. So that's the glue that brings everything together. As opposed to if I just do it because that's what I do, it's very nice, but it's not part of some bigger picture. Such an incredible yisod. Ulam, im haTorah vaHamitzvos hem inam mavi'in es adon lekirbas Hashem. If Torah and Mitzvos do not bring a person to kirbas Hashem, hare ein nekuda shema'achades es kol Torah so mitzvosav, then there is no glue, there is no nekuda that brings everything together. V'chas v'shalom Torasov u'mitzvosav heim bebechinas nefradim. Everything then is unconnected, disparate parts. When a person's heart is empty from God, when there's no glue of the vehicles, I have Torah, I have mitzvos, but my heart is not directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eines nekudas aleif hapenimish shedvuka laKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol adam vaadam muchrach la'asos cheshbo nefesh la'atmo v'livdok. Person has to do cheshbo nefesh and to check. Ha'im ha'mahalich shalachayim shali, ha'torah v'atvila v'amitzos, heim b'mahalich sheyavi osi ledvekos amitis muchashis ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. Is what I do in my spiritual life, is it being done in a way that's going to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, Shema Achas Shalom HaMa'asim Shali Heim B'Mahalich Sharekonin Shebohem. Or perhaps all of my spiritual activities are like the pomegranate. They're rake. Shebohem Nechsar Nekudas Ha'achtos HaPenimis Shakala Torah V'Hamizas.
And I will say, are you talking about spiritual life or are you talking about general life?
Well, the truth is, right, it's both. It's everything. Because remember, one of the things we've seen is, in order to be davar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person has... The beauty of this approach, of saying that essentially everything is taluy on what your machshava is, that essentially what it says is, before I go to work in the morning, so I say to myself, why am I doing this? I'm doing this in order to have Dveikus B'Hashem. Because hopefully through my profession, not just that I'm going to make... See, people think that it's just about I'm going to make money, I'm going to use that money to go ahead and pay for tuition and for kosher food and for this and for that. That's only part of it. The person has to be Mekadesh Shem Shem in what they do as well. If I'm going to be honest in business, if I'm going to be kind to people, if I'm going to try to find someone a job, I'm going to try to take care of... If I wake up in the morning before I go to work, I say my goal in my work day is to go ahead and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates Dveikus. So it's whether before you're doing Ruchni things, before you're doing Gashmi things, if a person says, Hinni Muchan Mezuman, that before I do this, I'm doing this in order to go ahead and become Davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the glue that brings everything together. Because imagine a person does that before they put on tefillin, before they go to work, before they spend time with their kids. I'm sorry?
It's L'Shem Yichud, right?
It's L'Shem Yichud, correct. So imagine I make that L'Shem Yichud before each and everything I do during the day. Right? Imagine I do that, then essentially what I've done is I look back in my day and I say, wow, every single thing in my day was united in purpose. It was all to make me come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that realization itself is what creates Dveikus. Because remember, you don't have to find Dveikus. Dveikus exists. You just kind of have to turn yourself onto it. Such an incredible yisod.
The function of brachos, essentially.
100%. So much of what we have in Judaism is there to create an awareness. It's the Shevisi Hashem Negdi Summit idea. But this is such an incredible yisod because you could do this no matter what you're doing in life. The difference is, if you do it, So then you realize, oh, everything I'm doing is bringing me to a state of dveikus. If you don't do it, that's where we kind of come up a little bit like with a crisis in our Judaism, where I'm doing all this stuff, and okay, I'm not unhappy that I'm doing it, I'm fine with doing it, but I don't really get like where it's taking me. Why? Because I'm like the rimon. I have all the seeds, but there's nothing binding them together. Let's do this last section, Mem Gimel. Tzarech zehirus gidolo b'nekudas hazu. This nekuda, this particular point, requires incredible zehirus, incredible care and concern. Rabim svurim ubetuchim, shadarkam derech amitis. There are many people that assume that their derech in life is the right derech. Ubederech zu, berabos hashanim hemisku kirvas hashem. And people assume, just stick on the path that you're on, and again, assuming that it's a good path, and it'll lead me to kirvas hashem. Ulam, zelo tamid amiti, but this is not always true. Lefamim, ye ze terutz, excuse me, lefamim, ze tarutz mi laavar bederech kasha yoser, va amitis yoser, ve noach lo laot, excuse me, ze terutz, it's a terutz, mi laavar bederech kasha yoser, va amitis yoser, ve noach lo laadam lachshov shederech nechona, Vitavi osa the kirvas Hashem uchashis. Rabbi Osai, sometimes we are the master of self-delusion, and I say, yeah, I'm on the right path. Now, saying I'm on the right path is another way of saying what? I know what the real right path is, but the real right path requires a heck of a lot more work. So I am not I know that's right, and I know I should do it. Truth is, I'm not really interested. So instead, but again, I will say, you know, it's an amazing yisod. You know, Rav Shem Shlomo Hirsch brings down. He says, why did the Jews build the golden calf? Why did they build the eagle? So, you know, it's strange because they say, Eilo Elokecha Yisrael, they say the eagle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the eagle is God. How could that be? They saw all the nisim and the flows. How could they possibly say that a golden calf is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So first says something amazing. First says that, what do they want? They wanted immorality. They wanted to do whatever they wanted in the world of immorality. But what's the problem? I don't want to be a sinner. So if I don't want to be a sinner, but I want to do something that my current framework does not allow, so what's the resolution? Create a new framework. Right? Simply create a new framework. Create a new framework that works for you. So again, Torah did not allow you the immorality. No problem. We've got a new thing. It's called Eagle. Right? And an Eagle kite, you could go ahead and you could do whatever you want. Am I living on the wrong side of the law? Absolutely not. I'm just living a different law than what I had before. And I will say, this is my sin b'chol yom, that we create our fictional frameworks that are there to suit our needs. Deep down, we know they're fictional, but they kind of give us what we want and allow us to do what we want. So it says, a person has to be very careful, because often we think that we're living in the right path in life. Yes, I'm on the path to kirvas Hashem. But I say that because I know deep down I'm not really on the path to kirvas Hashem, but I don't want to get on the real path to kirvas Hashem because it's a lot more work, and I'm just simply not really interested in that right now. Listen to this. It's a very scary statement. What should a person do if at the end of his life I'll say, what happens like if at 119 and 364 days, right, you find out, oh my gosh, you know, the path I lived, that actually was not the path to Kirvas Hashem. What happens in that moment? It's already too late. You can't turn back the clock. You can't live life a second time. We'll say it's very difficult to explain to a person that, look, the life that you're living, it's not that it's not a good life, it's a good life, but it's not going to get you to true Kirvas Hashem. We'll say this is such a hard thing. You know what he says? That sometimes, and this is so hard for a number of reasons, but sometimes you have to take a step back in life and you have to ask yourself, am I really on the right derech? Am I really on the right path? Like, because you know what happens? We settle into our routines. We kind of settle into just our derech ha-chaim, our rhythms of life. And besides the fact that most of the time we don't have the time to actually take a step back and actually examine our lives, but the truth is it's also scary to engage in that, because what happens if I take a step back, I examine my life and what? I realize I don't like it. It's not the right path. Or I'm not saying I'm not on a bad path. but I know that I'm not on the right path. That is a very scary thing, because if I realize that, there may be some course-correcting activity that needs to be done as well. And that could be, that's a very significant thing. So the Mechaber says over here, but a person, we all need to do this. We need a point in time where we take a step back. This is not just cheshbon nefesh. This is like life evaluation, taking a step back and trying to figure out, I know what I want to get to. I know what I want to get to Kirvas Hashem. Am I on the right path? Yes, I'm going to have my kavana, my hinani muchan amuzun, my shem yichud, but for everything I do to get me to Kirvas Hashem, but am I living life on the right path to ultimately get there? Va'al yit la'atzmo shezeh derech shadarchu barabim, ve'etzlichu, ki tzorach levara kol derech mikarov, me'odam ba'la'asaga, v'lo lismoch amah sheshomim b'stam mipeh, mipo'u misham. I will say, very often people assume that, oh, of course, this must be a good path. Why must it be a good path? Because other people have gone on it, right? Chaim Yankel went on it, and this one went on it, and this is what this one did, and it worked and worked for them. That's fine, first of all. There's not one path fits all. That's number one. Different paths for different people. And number two, don't always rely on what you hear from other people works or doesn't work. Sometimes a person has to be honest with themselves. You know, I'll say the Klal Gadol, and Chassidus speaks a lot about this. Rabbi Yisrael speaks a lot about this as well. Rabbi Yisrael says, the truth is, everything you need to know about yourself and about life, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you already have within. You just have to drown out the noise and be able to hear what your neshama tells you. The neshama knows what to do. People think like they have to acquire things. Everything you need is already within you. Already within you. Just, but there's so much static. There's so much other stuff going on that you can't hear. And Rabbi Yitzchak has an amazing yisod. Rabbi Yitzchak says that this is so amazing. I think he actually quotes the Zohar. That if you listen closely enough, you can still hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha in Har Sinai. If you listen closely enough, so what's the first of all, it's interesting, because scientifically we know that sound continuously breaks down into smaller components. But what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying is, there you could hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could literally hear Har Sinai, you just have to be tuned into the right frequency. The problem is that very often we're just in the wrong frequency in life. So a person, every once in a while, has to take a step back and ask themselves, is the derech I'm going on the right derech? Elo, ko adam tarach levare es derko, turn to page Lamed Vav, lo omek ma'od. A person has to seriously investigate in a deep way their life, uleischanin ma'od ma'od la'akadosh baruch hu, and to literally beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yazer lo, ask God to help you, v'yachavin oso la'emes, and help me find the truth, sheyiskel derech amites shetikariv oso la'akadosh baruch hu. Help me find the right path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to bring me close to you. Va'avim haderech amites, and even if the path is right, tzarech lehispala sheyiskel la'avin oso la'akadosh baruch hu. It's very profound as well. So then it's like you could be on the right path, but it doesn't mean that you understand all of the road signs on that particular path. Ki pamim rabos haderech amites, rak ha'adam en mavikroi, sof davar, I'll call Adam Livchor lo derech berura, shetavi oso lematzav shel dveikus v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say the bottom line is, every person has to choose a clear path for himself that will bring him ultimately to the matzav of dveikus, ulevakish me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'od ma'od, sheyiske lederech ha'ru'ya umat ima avuro. And a person has to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him find that path, to be zocha to the right path, and the one that is ultimately right and a good fit for him. So we'll say this ends this particular section. So what we, and now again, we're not finished yet, because one section will build on the next, but what essentially comes out from this, we'll say, is that although we each have individual tachlisim, individual, you know, responsibilities and destinies in life, there's one shared common destiny of man in this world, and that is Dveikos Bashem. How do we achieve a state of Dveikos Bashem? You don't have to achieve it. Why? Because we've already achieved it. We are in a perpetual state of Dveikos Bashem. What a person has to do, however, is cultivate an awareness of that Dveikos. How do I cultivate an awareness of that Dveikos? So we've seen a couple of things already. Number one, to constantly remind oneself that this is indeed the Tachlis HaChaim. To constantly remind oneself over and over and over again that the entire essence of my life is to cling to you and to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm already there, but I have to remind myself over and over and over again that that's my purpose. Next, I have to realize that all of the mitzvos I do, mitzvos are not an ends, but mitzvos are simply a means to be able to establish for me a sense of dveikus, which then leads to the next piece, which is that what? That lemaisa, again, therefore, when choosing what to work on, I have to figure out what do I need to work on in order to be able to bring me to a state of dveikus. Next, the greatest pitfall in Judaism is that we're pomegranate Jews. How does it mean to be a pomegranate Jew? Is I do a lot of stuff, but that stuff does not coalesce into one greater avodah, one greater dveikos b'Hashem. Why? Because there's no unity of purpose. If your avodas Hashem does not have a unity of purpose, you're doing a lot of great things. You're having a lot of beautiful, sweet seeds, but you're not creating a beautiful fruit. You just have a lot of seeds. In order for avodas Hashem to be meaningful, there has to be unity of purpose. Unity of purpose literally is that before I do what I do in life, I have to, I think it's good to articulate it. It doesn't have a person to say it out loud, but a person can think, why am I doing this? Okay, so it's the wee hours of the morning. Why am I here? I'm here because this is going to help me achieve a sense of dveikos b'Hashem. I'm here late at night. Why am I here? I'm here because it's going to help me achieve a sense of dveikos b'Hashem. I'm doing a chesed. I'm giving tzedakah. Articulate, why am I doing it? I'm going to work. Why am I doing it? And if you articulate it and actually say, I'm doing all of these things because in order to achieve dveikos b'Hashem, suddenly everything I do has unity of purpose. And where there is unity of purpose, suddenly all of these disparate acts come together to form one cohesive avodas Hashem. And the last piece he says, a person has to go ahead and take stock. A person has to take a more global panoramic view of life and ask themselves, is the path that I'm on the path that is going to help facilitate dveikus or not? I know I've been on this path for many, many years. Doesn't mean it's the right one. Perhaps it's time to take the next exit, you know, and get onto a detour because what I'm doing is not getting me where I want to go. A person has to be brave and courageous enough to be able to take that step back and examine life. And lastly, person has to, like everything in life, person has to daven for siyata dishmaya. There's nothing in life, you know, the mission of it says, in the marat Torah harbe, al tachzik tov la'atzmecha. Right? If you learned a lot of Torah, don't give yourself a big shkoyach. Why? Ki lekach notar, that's why you were created. So the Maral of Prague says, okay, but I still have bechira. If I chose to use my bechira for Torah, why shouldn't I get a shkoyach for that? So the Maral says, why can I learn? I can learn because I have sight. And because my brain is able to process information, and because my hands are able to turn the pages, and who gives me all of those abilities? That's the Ribono Shel Olam. So there's only so much credit I could take for even doing the right thing. So for everything in life, even for doing Torah, mitzvos, you need siyata dishmaya. Because the Dara Kodesh Baruch Hu, ultimately we can't do anything. So says the Mechaber, the last step, last piece, lav dafka, last and important, just last in what we're learning, is in order to achieve true dveikus b'Hashem, person has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata dishmaya. Ribono Shel Olam, I want to come close to you. Help me in that journey. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem next week with the next section. It should look like a siyum. Something is like Emuna Shiyesh Bori Olam. So we'll see. So we will see that obviously each of these sections are going to build on each other, and we're not finished with Dveikus, because remember, Dveikus is the overarching theme. We'll get into the next stage about how to develop it.
How many sections are there?
I mean, this whole Sefer builds section after section after section.
Glad we got the two lines.
Everything flows. Actually, I don't know if that's true with Chelik Beis.
Maybe by Chelik Gimel we'll get Dveikus.
Yeah, the interesting part is he doesn't define it. It's, I think, because also, like,
it's different maybe.
It's a subjective experience. It's a subjective experience.
He keeps looking for it.
Exactly.
Makes for a good story.
It does.
Compelling.
Amazing
stuff. Yes, I know what happened to Oaken and Blackmouth and call them out.
There's a path to house.
Take copy.